I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Why was Venezuela added to President Trump's latest travel ban? Well, the official reason was that Venezuela wasn't sharing public safety and terrorism-related information with the U.S. But Steve Shantz of Transworld Radio believes there might also be another reason.
Well, I don't know if this is really going to affect the government that much. I think it's more of a symbolic gesture, really, to show that America is displeased with the current regime.
Putting that aside, Shantz reminds us that Venezuelans are struggling to survive an economic crisis. TWR works closely with local churches to help them proclaim the gospel through radio. The church is struggling to be a beacon of hope while the physical needs are so great. Would you ask God to provide a solution for Venezuela? And Susan Espenlob works with at-risk families, and she found that there weren't many biblical parenting curriculums suited to meet their needs.
I saw great need for just basic parenting skills, such as knowing how to communicate with your children, understanding some positive discipline strategies, knowing how to raise responsible children and children with moral character.
That's why she wrote Putting the Pieces Together. It's a parenting curriculum with biblical lessons and practical tools for parents from at-risk backgrounds. It's been used in Ukraine, Moldova, and most recently, Mohabbat TV translated Putting the Pieces Together into Farsi for their television broadcasts. Get the details at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.